This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 245 for Monday, January 29th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is seeing sharp declines to start the week due to weakness in comparable oils. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are all in the red on Monday morning. Meanwhile, crude oil is also down due to concerns over the Chinese economy, despite weekend attacks on United States soldiers and a tanker in the Red Sea. The Canadian dollar is up less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The March canola contract is down $10.70 per ton at $613.50. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving downwards. Dryness is expected for parts of central Brazil over the next 10 days, according to weather forecasts. Meanwhile, northern Brazil, as well as northern and eastern Argentina, will see rains next week after a period of dryness. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange raised its estimate for Argentine corn production by 1.5 million tons at 56.5 million, with the crop 97% planted. However, warmer and drier weather caused a decline in crop conditions. As of January 25th, Brazil's Safrinha corn crop was 11% planted, up 6 points from the previous week and the same week last year, according to Ag Rural. The March corn contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.39. Ag Rural also reported Brazilian soybean plantings at 11% complete as of January 25th, up 5 points from the previous week and 6 points from the same week last year. In Argentina, 98% of its soybean crop was planted, but conditions declined to 44% good to excellent, according to the BAGE. The exchange expects Argentina to produce 52.5 million tons. China said its sow herd contracted 5.7% in 2023, while the total number of hogs were down 4%, which may reduce soybean imports next month. The March soybean contract is down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.97. Dry weather this week in the U.S. may bring some relief, as 20% of soft wheat growing areas have excessive moisture. Sovacon estimated that Russian wheat exports in January will total 3.6 million tons, compared to 3.9 million last year, while prices softly declined last week. Cooler weather in northern and central India have improved wheat growing conditions in those areas, but upcoming hotter-than-normal temperatures in February could harm the crop. Egypt's government said it will import 7 million tons of wheat in 2024 and will temporarily suspend wheat trading on the Egyptian mercantile exchange to ease high prices. Over the weekend, China approved Argentine wheat exports for the first time ever. The March Chicago wheat contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.92. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.12. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.94. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, January 29th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.